Hello, people. So this is so I don't even know what this is yet. But I am Bosun, and the other guy on the line is.
Hey, I'm Pelumi, aka Pablo, aka Swag Daddy, aka Money Vibes,
aka Rich Dandelions, fam.
Yes, now you know the vibes. You know the vibes. I'm a graphics artist slash creator slash crypto trader slash
Dogecoin
hustler.
So I'm Bosun, I'm a UI designer slash data center administrator. I'm not proud of the second one, but I just do it because, you know.
How would you be proud of it, bro?
Guy, just free me, man. Just free me. UI is what I want to do. But as for the Nigeria, I'm the levels. So this is basically just two guys, hopefully coming weeks, more guys on here, just talking about the most random stuff ever, like just a couple of random topics that I believe every young person can relate to, because I mean, young blood, you get me? That was so dry, I'm sorry. But I'm just going to go with it. So yeah.
Dude, wait, hold on, are we allowed to swear?
Okay. So for the viewers, yeah, I think we should just give a heads up. Yeah. So I think, you know what? Let's try. Okay. Let's see if we can do without swearing. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't think I can do without swearing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go with the vibes. Yeah. Like, just try your best not to swear. Try your best not to swear.
Try your best.
Because it's gonna be hard for me too. But let's just see how it goes.
Yeah. But so, we should just keep it to the bare minimum.
Yeah. Bare minimum stuff. So yeah, it's just going to be two or more bros in the future, and women too, on this podcast. I mean, don't even come for me.
Are you trying to say there are only two genders, but some?
Yeah. Oh shit.
Wow.
Guy,
that's just so low.
Yeah. Did you know I didn't
even say there are only two genders? Guy, you're trying to get us cancelled before we start.
I'm sorry to all the potential viewers out there or listeners out there.
Listeners.
Guy, let me have this, man. Like, just allow me. So yeah, just because people are talking about random stuff, like too much random stuff. Don't worry, in coming like episodes, you guys will see. And we hope this show runs for a long time, hopefully, because you know this is the first episode. We're gonna be out here for a long time. So yeah, the first topic we've been talking about is let's see. Yeah, tasting music, actually. Types of music. Yeah. So, Pelumi, you go first. So, what's your taste?
My taste on types of music.
Guys, yeah, tasting music, man. Music. Bro, just run it. Like, what's your taste in music?
Okay, so, first of all, for me to, like, define my taste in music, it's something that I don't really have a particular taste. Like, I have, like, a particular set of genres I listen to. So my go-to genres basically hip-hop, alternative, and sometimes indie. Yeah, but like after a while I started discovering like different sounds that like that I can relate to that sound, like both.
Yeah. Bro, have you noticed that lately indie and alternative are becoming like fused? It's so hard to differentiate.
Yeah, because that's why like a lot of artists now, they always like divide theirs to indie pop. Indie rock, alternative indie, like, so it's always just different genres. Because the first time I actually had access to listening to music of my choice, because before just like generic sound, whatever.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
And then when I was in junior school, my cousin came to my like was staying with us for a while, and he told me that I should listen to this artist named Frank Ocean. And I thought it was some religious guy. Some Christian, Hillsong artist. And then I didn't want to listen. And then the guy put me on Coldplay and I'm like, yo, this is the shit. Like, this is
Coldplay is goated. And I can't see, nobody can tell me otherwise. Yeah. Coldplay is goated.
Every time I see that, U2 has a higher net worth than Coldplay, I always feel bad because I'm like, guy, I can't resonate with what you see. Like, but Coldplay is like let's see, what are you expecting? Like tasting a ray of sunshine on a on the tip of your tongue.
Bro.
That's basically what it is.
See, Coldplay is just so good. See, I remember the first Coldplay song that I heard that made me fall in love with Coldplay, and still one of my best songs ever, was Paradise.
Paradise
is a perfect song. Like, perfection in music is what Paradise is.
I think my first Coldplay song was Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown was the other one.
Charlie Brown. Then Princess of China, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Because it was Rihanna. So, like, I saw
exactly.
This is actually very calm. So
Okay, I think the first place I actually heard Paradise from was, there was this Tarzan 3D animation, I think by Pixar or DreamWorks or something. They played it in the Tarzan animation, and guys, since then I was
hooked.
And this was like, I think SS1 or so, or GS3, I'm not sure where I saw it, but I know it was, okay, you know, like, okay, something we used to do back in school then, like, after exams, yeah, there was this very chill out lecture, teacher, he used to, like, we used to open mark script, so give us his laptop to watch stuff after, well, you know, like, after exam, nothing to do, so
yeah,
we just go to his lab. I think it was one of these electrical courses. My mother was with one of these days, guy. When I just heard that song, I was like, guy, what is this? Since that day, I was hooked. Oh my god. See,
first of all, like, tell this question. Lecturers like that, they have a special place in heaven.
Guy, God bless those guys.
They know, like, do you know, they know that this school, guy, school is bad for us.
Like,
everything about this place is just terrible.
Dead vibes.
Nothing
makes us
happy. And they're like, oh, okay, how can I make this guy smile? Even if it's just for like 5 seconds or 5 minutes. How can I make him smile? Give them my laptop. Of course, make sure they don't do anything stupid. But
obviously.
Access.
Yo, that brings me to the next one, yeah. Okay, let's suspend music for a while. So, yeah, Kolumi, what did you do in school that got you in trouble? Like, in high school?
Got
in trouble.
First off, my parents listened to this podcast. There are things that happened in secondary school that they didn't even know about.
Yeah, even me. So, that's the thing. I don't know. We should go into
I actually got into a lot of trouble with lecturers, man. Because the thing is, bro, I don't know how, but I just didn't like that school. Like, I really didn't like the school. I didn't like people in that school. But, like, I related more with niggas that were below me than I have like a handful of my settlements that I've been with my guys then, and then, but obviously, like, I was friendly with everybody because, like, everybody is like, but during times like, during field time, like sports time, niggas will go and play football. I don't care for football. I couldn't care less. So I'll be in class. But okay, so I think the first time I ever got into trouble was contraband. I think it was Nutri-C. So my grand aunt used to always give me Nutri-C, like, whenever I'm at home. And then obviously, like, I'm going to school where, like, everything is just like black and white. Everything food is not even nice. Like,
nothing
is colored.
Nothing.
Do you understand? So I'm like, okay, I might just like bring this Nutri-C too. Yeah. And I took it to school and, like, I actually successfully took it in. Then one guy, Mr. Danlady, now found it in my locker. Next thing was the whole thing, but I never got into trouble. Just like punished me for it inside.
Yeah, I hated housemasters. Like, I hated those guys so much. Oh my god, I used to wish I could just like end their lives. Like, it was miserable ways. Those guys
were annoying.
Then the ones that could flog, there was always like one or two of them that just knew how to flog, like it. That was an asshole, like genuine asshole, for no reason.
I actually hated a lot of them, man. Like, teachers in that school, they just, a few teachers actually understood the fact that you're like, we're just children. Like, why are you being a child? like this woman, I can't remember her name, but she was like Igbo, and she was teaching Igbo. She had beef with basically almost all the Yoruba students. I'm like, how?
Wow.
My children, how are you like
having
beef? Do you understand? You're having beef with children that have no idea what your problems are. And then, like, stuff like that was just really bad. It was just irritating, man.
Yeah, I feel you, sure. I feel you. Like, okay. So I think there was one time I got into trouble in school, yeah. But like the trouble wasn't so bad. Okay, so let me explain to you what happened. So this was just before I went to Babcock High School, yeah. Yeah, I went to Babcock High School. So in GS3, I was in, like, we're playing where we used to spread clothes, like where we used to do laundry. And when we used to do laundry, like they use this very, very very sandy looking gravel. Like it was big, but it wasn't so big, and so to fill the place so that like your legs don't get dirty.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like, and but it's water, so it doesn't, your leg doesn't get dirty. But there were also slits there, and me and GS2 were rascals, like police and thief and all this shit, you get me? So my guys, they're throwing slits. I mean, so I was dodging slits. That is how people enter the game. Almost last slits where they throw, like this way, us master come out. Guy, the slit lodged itself in, like in one of my toes, guy. Like, it was crazy because they had to stitch my toe. But like, the main part was that the house master called my parents because it was really bad. Like, I was like, I lost blood and all that stuff. So like,
that was all.
No, apart from that stuff, like, I still got flogged. Can you imagine? I got flogged.
Like, you got injured
and I still got flogged.
the rationality behind a lot of things that do happen in secondary school don't make sense.
Right.
There was an incident that happened here. Most people know the wrong story. So yeah. I need to clear this up. So when I was in, I think I was in GSS 1. In school, like, there's always water outage. Like, there's literally sometimes a water shortage right there. And I was waiting in line. And like the tap was running very, very low, like very, very low, like tiniest bit. And I'm like the second person in line. And I'm like, God, this is going to finish before I get there. This person's bucket is not even up to half.
Yeah.
And I saw my sister, my other sister, from the SST right up on the time, walking to the farm. I said, oh, instead of me waiting for the water to finish, why not just follow my sister to the farm?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I told her to meet up, but she didn't wait up, she kept walking, not that she heard me. And on my way there was a snake, like a small snake, that was just passing by. I didn't even know, I was walking. Like, I thought I stepped on the stone, but like it seemed sharper than the stone. Plus, like it was like at the side of my leg. So I checked my leg and I saw this F, letter F, like in blood. So I obviously
need something.
Yeah, I kicked out my slippers. And I saw the snake right in front of me, and I was waiting for the snake to pass so I'll pick up my slippers and go to the clinic. I said that was my thought process. So I'll go to the clinic. There are two seniors that came and they're like, "You what then? What happened?" I said, "The snake just bit me." He said, "Why are you standing there?" I said, "I want to get my slippers." I said, "Why the fuck are you standing there? Run to the clinic." And then I forgot that you're not meant to run when the snake bites you because the venom is just blood pump you.
They're meant to carry you.
Exactly, but these niggas, they said they wanted to kill the snake, so they killed the snake. But me, I ran to the coaster. So while I ran to the coaster, it's always just get slippers. I said, You guys, snake beat me, someone should give me slippers.
Bad guy.
And then one guy now gave me shit that should tie my leg before like the blood rushes. So I tied my leg, someone gave me slippers, they went to the clinic. As I got to the clinic, they called my friend, blah, blah, did everything, did that. The principal even came there to ask me what happened. I explained exactly.
Bro.
Now tell me how the following week when I recovered, because like one of my lecturers sucked at venom, one of my teachers sucked at venom, and then when I recovered,
that's weird.
The principal is announcing to the school that I went to fetch water for a girl.
What?
Do you understand?
What?
Like how did that story? Like 2 + 2 = yam. Because I went there to photograph myself, and the next thing I'm hearing that I went to photograph a girl, and not just any girl. They had to use the girl that I had a crush on. They said
they didn't even say your sister. They didn't even say your sister. Bro,
like, it said different guy. And then
come on,
and I had a crush on. I had like the biggest crush on this girl for like the longest time.
We'll table that matter. And then, like crushes and shit,
bro. And then. I think we're going to have sex out that name. and then I was just like, what the, like, how did this happen? And then nobody else, everybody just assumed that was the story. But that was not the story. It was my elder sister. I was following her to get water for myself. Man. See, yeah, rumors just, I don't even know how.
Yeah, she but happens, I told you what happened. Yeah, she happens. Sorry, man. So like, it's like there are many stories like that, but we just continue. See? I mean, let's go to the next topic here. So next topic so, I'll just check out is like
things, alcohol.
Yeah, the alcohol topic. I'm like, seriously. So so let's hear it, yeah. Okay, you know what? Let me go first this time.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is my experience with alcohol, yeah. So first of all, let me just put it out there. If you drink stouts, you are a cultist.
Yeah, it's simple and short. If you drink stouts at all, say
if you drink stouts, you're a cultist. Because I don't know what it's taking you to drink. Just buy a go. Like, I mean, no, that's the difference. That shit is bitter. I mean, just buy a go and cola notes. Mash it up. Put it in the fridge. When it's cold, you shock it. Because I don't understand. That thing is bitter as hell. Why are you drinking beer? I said, yeah, why are you drinking stouts? Like, seriously. What do I do with it? So, this will come as a shock here, but the first time I ever, like, really took alcohol. Okay, the first time was during my great grandma's burial. My dad took me to Ikiti, and my dad's elder brother, Minuji Panwai, which wasn't so bad. The first time I really took alcohol was my 20th birthday. I was chilling with my guys, me, Kiki, Yaro, and Celine. Me and Celine were really close back then.
We are sneaking all these niggas.
These are my guys, they can't deny it. Yeah. So we're chilling. Then Yaro was like, okay, so Yaro takes BK. BK is his light, I think, like vodka or something. Then that day I just told him that I was like, I'd like to try this stuff. Then I took Star Adler, and I must tell you, Bumsy, I don't care what you see, but Star Adler is cow, I'm telling you. Like, Star Adler is cow. The Star Adler is just like the most stuff. Right now, Star Adler is the most stuff. Oh my god, see how far I've fallen. The Star Adler is the most stuff. I think the next time I really took alcohol, apart from just the most Star Adler, was just normal vodka. Like, apart from Star Adler and vodka, I literally take nothing else. It's kind of shocking, yeah, but that's all I take. If it's not Star Adler, it's not vodka. I don't even fancy smearing rice. Like, I won't even drink it. I don't like it. I don't know. If it's not Star Adler.
If you are drinking at all, you're a crazy person.
So it's all
like, you deserve to be flogged. Because me now, one experience. Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, I need to clear the air again, because this podcast now it's an opportunity to clear all the nonsense misconceptions. So I do not drink. I've literally never quote unquote drank. I've had experiences.
Like, I can't bet for you it's like
I've had experiences with alcohol, yeah. Because me and my mom, you don't let anything else deceive you. Don't let the story deceive you. I'm the last one. So the first time I had experience with alcohol, because like I'm the kind of person that if someone tells me, oh, this is that, I'll rather go ahead and do it myself than for me to not like be in the midst of people and then someone has to try it. I'll rather go and do it myself. So on this Facebook day, I think I was in SS2 or SS3. There's this Igbo guy that sells stuff on my street, like at the top of my street. So I went there, I went to the guy. First of all, that guy is just Igbo people drink a lot.
I'm not saying it's not tribalistic,
because I don't know any Igbo family here that has children, sons mainly, and those sons don't drink. Like none.
I feel you.
Because all of them, they won't drink with their parents at 15. Some of them, so I know. So I'm just like, I go to the guy, tell the guy that you want to buy Smirnoff. you guys sit with John. I don't know what. I also pointed out when I said the red and silver one. Yeah, I gave it. First sip, I didn't want to drink at home. I drank on my way home.
You know,
we must catch you. You got me no crime good deliverance. The only time they're going to carry me to church.
Guy, no worry. We'll talk about that on the other day.
So, and they also taste this pee, and I'm like, guy, what are you guys drinking? Like, why would you feel the need to put this inside your system? This is disgusting. Like, it doesn't even taste nice. Like, I don't understand. And then the second time I said, okay, let me try again, was syrup. I can't remember what it was. I thought it was spirit. And then all my guys, and they said, I should try this. That is different. This one was peer pressure, pure peer pressure. They said, it's different. I said, okay. So I took like half the cover. I don't know how you guys rate it, but like half of the cover of the bottle. I tasted it. And I'm like, what is this? Like, this thing does, it is not nice.
The first time vodka or something like that poured on my hand, and I saw that shit evaporate, and I'm like, am I going to sky this thing? I just evaporated
from my hand. Do you
know how scared I was? I was like, bro, am I going to sky this shit that evaporated from my hand? Like, I was like, what the
like, hell? You might as well just go to any pharmacy, tell them you want to buy methylated spirit, and start downing this thing. Because like, that's the same thing. Then they can say, oh no, I should try what's it called? Irish cream whiskey too. Try that one. Just like
That shit is not bad. I'm not thinking that.
Yeah, okay. First taste. I'm like, oh, this is calm. Like this is like
yeah, your chest like goes.
Oh god, it is hot. Like, why is it so hot? Like it's not compulsory for you guys to drink. I don't know why you guys are drinking. Oh yeah, I enjoy the high. Well, there's literally no good story. Okay, there's some good stories. Calm.
Yeah, well, there's some good stories. Funny stories.
There's no way you tell me that.
Yeah.
That, first of all, all your senses are numbed. Like, you literally do things that sometimes you forget, sometimes you don't. But like, guy, what's the point? Like, there's literally no point of the high for me. So I don't believe in any reason. There's nothing. I told my family right before. Unless I'm depressed, that's when I'm gonna start drinking, because I don't see any reason why anybody should be drinking. None whatsoever.
I feel you. So that's it for drinking, Sha. Maybe one of these days we just table it alone.
Stop drinking. Do not drink. It's not good for your body system. It's not good for your tongue.
Yeah. So the next topic we're going to table is things we would like to do in Nigeria, but we can't do in Nigeria. You feel me?
How are we going to do anything?
Like, what can we even do, man? What can we do? Like, you try to do something, like, I don't want to talk about like your country. Let's just pick out like one or two things. So I'll go first here. So one thing that I always thought I couldn't do in Nigeria at first because of peer pressure, but I discovered something here. As at last year, I just discovered that okay, I'm good in the sweater. I really stopped giving a fuck what people felt about things I did. Because like okay, so recently, yeah, like a month or two ago, I started skating with like two of my friends, Yara and Kenya. And like I've really enjoyed this because man, I can't lie, I've been going through a lot of stress recently, like mentally and like physically and everything. But like when I skate, when you have that wind in your hair, even if you're not good and you're just like cruising, that shit feels good. It feels so good. Like, I don't know how to express it, just feels very good. And I'm just really happy that like I can do that in this country. That even if this country is a shithole, like going crazy and all that, like I can still pick out, you know, a few things that I can do that I enjoy. And another thing, yeah, this word we I won't talk now here. This way they stop me from doing it is kidnapping. So, 400 level second semester or so, yeah, like me, Yaron, we're really close friends. We talked about it that, like renting a caravan and just taking a road trip around Nigeria or like some states in Nigeria. Baba, you laugh. So, the thing is, it's a really nice idea because, I mean, we just finished university, so like all the memories we make on road trip, the pictures, the places we meet up and everything, it gets living on the road and everything. Hit up some resorts and stuff. But guy, you can't even do that in Nigeria. Because like kidnappers, SARS, these guys that like, just keep like,
there's so much
wala that you can't even do these things.
Every time Nigeria. You're stepping outside, you have to think, you have to calculate so much.
Like it's sad. Like I don't even think I'm too much. So what about you?
First off, crack and cocaine. Mommy, if you're asking for this, I'm joking. It's a joke.
What is joking, it's on
joke. Yeah, I'm joking, because the thing is now, to say what kind of joke is that? Don't joke about such a thing.
Nigerian parents.
So, it's a joke. I can't see the internet. Like, first of all, they're not going to really enjoy doing, besides from those vibing. And like those being my people, to be honest, like those are good vibes. And the thing is, right now we're in the age where we're actually meant to be existing and vibing. Like obviously, like we're working on the cycle, but what shouldn't be like 100% what's in our mind? Because
like,
we're not going to be drunk again, man.
And I'm surprised people don't get this. Like in Nigeria now, everybody that's between this our age brackets is trying so hard to be an adult. I'm like. Guys,
because
like try and enjoy. See, I'm literally trying my best to enjoy life. Like, I have a 9-to-5. Yeah, it takes more than 9-to-5 most times. But every single time I get, even my boss knows. Like sometimes I talk. My boss knows that. Okay, on Friday, my boss knows that on Friday, around this time on Friday, knows that I'm most likely on basketball courts or by around 4. Or sometime like that, down skating or something like if people saw that you come across and be like, yo, Chimezie, please, where will Bosun be by this time? He will tell you that I'll be on the basketball court at PGC or something because he already knows. Like, just try your best to enjoy life, man. Problem, no, they finish this morning. You hustle it. But if you give your young days away, man, like, you're going to regret it in the future. Like,
the thing is, we don't have to, at this point,
we don't have the luxury
to actually, like, just vibe and exist. Because, from primary school, I've been pushed to secondary school. Because, like, primary school, I've already, like, preparing our lives. Like, okay, we're still enjoying this, but, like, we're about to enter secondary school. Secondary school now, you have to think of junior Neko, junior YEC, mock, post-mock, pre-mock. You enter senior school, they put you under mock, pre-mock, post-mock, YEC, NECO, SSC.
Yeah, you are listening itself. Yes,
guys, you understand? Like, I'm a bit PTSD as I'm thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because, and then, like, you don't get to uni. It's like, okay, maybe uni, maybe you can, but uni is worse. Like, everything is just stress. And,
like, exams will stress you. Lecturers will stress you. Like, the school system
will stress you. Like, you're not finally graduating. And, like, next thing you have to think about money because like you can't be depending on your friends alone, and then social media literally made everything so much worse because like you see your friend that you see like somebody that like had the same like someone that you went to school with here, and the person is like living is so much more luxurious life than you're living, and you're like bro, I need to get this back.
If that pressure was just like positive motivation, that's good and all, but nowadays it's even hard to find positive motivation because everybody they try pressure everybody on top Twitter, top Instagram, you get. But me, as I did like this, yeah, I swear to God, I can't be pressured. Like because see, like I've just noticed something, baby, that this life it's not meant to be this hard. Like, see, at 22, 23, 21. Like the way we are tired now, we're not meant to be this tired. This shit, like,
you understand?
Like, shit has just gotten a lot harder. Like, fam, I am 21 and I am very tired of life. Like, you can just imagine that. Well, God, they shall die. They push up.
Who that God they are saying that day?
See, don't worry, we will talk about that one. That
God
day.
Was
that
around all three.
That concept, we'll talk about that one. That
me, I've actually believed that. Like, or from time, I really say anything that, irrespective of the fact that God exists, everything is still in your hand. Because, guys,
God existed all through the time when like slavery was happening.
Yeah,
people were actually in bondage, singing Christian songs every day and night. God
and they were still around. Getting beaten by slaves.
You understand?
Traded off.
So once you are actually ready to be proactive about stuff, you can't be saying God. Oh my God, God looked you at your day.
Day or day, my bro.
You understand?
So. Oh yeah, let me just bring this up real quickly. So the podcast doesn't really have a name yet. So me and Polybe's plan was like, okay, we have like 5 or 6 names that we got from like friends and all. And we don't know which one to use because they are all awesome names, like seriously. So we're just going to put it out there to you listeners here. So at the end of this one, we're going to drop the names in the comment section and we're going to list the names. So anyone that you guys think like,
I always put on our podcast too.
Also, yeah. Anyone that you
always put on our Curious Cat, rather.
Yeah, Curious Guy. Guy. Why is that Curious Cat now? I just remembered all those perverts on Twitter.
Guy, see, Curious Cat was created for. You basically curiosity kills the cat.
Kills the cat, yeah.
Like, people just. The thing is, who wants to know your deepest, darkest secrets? Yeah, like true, that's the opportunity to find out.
Like, if you see, but anyways, now wait till they want, they will see him. Wait till they want, they will see him. You see, can you shall find. So we're going to drop the names on our previous cards, like Spotify, in the comment section and everything. So you guys just choose anyone that you vibe with, and the name that has the most like mentions, that's what we're going to name the podcast. Yeah, so we're just here vibing, you know, bussin'. I don't know why I like saying that shit. So yeah, let me see. I think we can run one more topic. Yeah. So, but me, I wanted to ask, like, out of all these new shows, that you've been watching, which one really stands out to you, really?
Out of what?
All these new shows you've been seeing, like Netflix, and HBO.
Okay, so. I'm not watching any new shows.
Invisible should just be a world star. Because they bring back like every episode.
God. Like, it should just stop. Like just stop trying. Cause like how do you
come
wake up
on
every day just to be
get beaten? Like every day, just to get beaten down, man.
It was tough, man. It was actually way tough.
You see, let's not spoil it, yeah. But like, for anybody listening, if you're not seeing Invisible, you should really watch Invisible.
If you're not watching Invisible, guys. Come off this podcast. I don't care if you're an old man. I don't care if you're 90, if you're 70.
You should really check it out.
Get off your high horse.
It's an adult animation. Basically, adult cartoon. There's violence, blood, sex. You know the rest of it. It's really nice. It's really nice. Like it's not the conventional bullshit. It's really nice. And the voice actors. If you check them off, you know that you should be seeing that show.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Should be seeing that show. So that's all for today. Yeah, we covered a couple of things today. So
let's start the names for them.
Yeah, the names that we have for now. Yeah, and in case we don't call anyone, yeah, we'll drop it in the comment section. Also, we'll drop it on our Curious Cast. So the first one, Clever Cast. Yeah, that's the first one.
So let it be known.
Hey, guys, just keep quiet.
All these. It came from Boston. And besides the fact that it came from Boston, it came from his chest. Like, he said them with his chest.
Yeah, are you shitting me?
He told them.
I had help. I asked some people to give me, like, you know, like some names that you call the podcast.
I did not add anything.
Bolim is lying. Bolim just doesn't want to be drunk. So, first one, Clever Cast. Second one, Hussing Around. Then the third one, the Lagos Experience. Then the fourth one, the Download. The Download. Yeah. Then the fifth one, High on Air.
Yoruba.
The Yoruba almost came out.
This guy said hi on her.
No, I said hi on air. Yeah, they don't pick catch me. Only movie. Only movie.
Guy, see, there's no way. There's no way that
Yoruba almost came out.
So, next one,
Studio Scoop Podcast, the next one, Chill Lounge, and the next one, Sofa Podcast. I think we have like two more, yeah.
We'll just drop everything down.
Yeah, we'll just drop everything in the comments. Yeah, in the comment section, yeah. And we really like, so like, we really hope you guys like this. And like, it depends on how we see it. Even if you guys don't listen, we're still gonna drop episode 2 anyways. Like, I mean, it's just we're just talking about random stuff. So, but really hope that you guys listen and give us feedback. Like,
yes, sir. Really,
you guys like this, yeah. So, you know, it's Bosun here and my co-host,
Balumi.
Balumi, the hustler.
Awesome,
until next time, guys. Safe.